राधे
जगत गुरु कृपालु परिषद प्रेजेंटिंग चेंज योर थॉट्स चेंज योर लाइफ पॉडकास्ट फॉर अ बेटर एग्जिस्टेंस.
सो द पॉइंट इज अटैचमेंट टू अ डिवाइन पर्सनालिटी विद एनी काइंड ऑफ फीलिंग बी इट लव और हेटर्ड इज डिजायरेबल अकॉर्डिंग टू द स्क्रिप्चर्स. Whereas attachment to a worldly person in any condition is deplorable, is regrettable. We have the perfect example of Jad Bharat. Jad Bharat was a great gyani, a paramhans, such an esteemed scholar that he had crossed six ladders. He had crossed the six ladders on the path of gyan yoga, six ladders of knowledge. He had but just one more ladder to cross before attaining complete liberation. But before crossing that last, the seventh and the last ladder, unfortunately, Jad Bharat came across a young deer, a fawn in the forest, who was deprived of his mother's milk and love. His heart was filled with compassion. So he carried the young deer to his ashram, and there he started looking after him day and night. Eventually, he became so attached to the young animal that he could think of nothing else. So at the time of death, his mind was completely preoccupied with thoughts of the deer. And this very attachment became the cause of his ruin, because he was then, thereafter, obliged to take birth as a deer in his next life. From this, it can be concluded, the saints and scriptures suggest that we must be neutral. We must become neutral towards the world. Kabira khada bazaar mein, sabki mange khair, na kahu so dosti, na kahu so bair. In other words, in the marketplace, you see many people come and go, but you are indifferent. You remain indifferent because of the absence of attachment, due to the absence of attachment. But on the other hand, if you happen to see a friend or a relative, you take notice and are happy to see them. And similarly, if you happen to see someone you detest strongly, you also take notice and start abusing them secretly, internally. It should be clear by now, the point is that detachment means the complete absence of affinity as well as malice. There's one more thing for complete detachment, and that is the absence of the awareness of detachment, the awareness of renunciation. There's a wonderful story that is told in the scriptures to clarify this point. There was once this king who was suddenly taken up with the thoughts of renouncing everything. Consequently, he approached a saint and requested him to accept him as a disciple. But the saint merely said, "Go away. First renounce the world, then come to me." The king pondered over these words of the saint. After much thought and consideration, he came to the realization that he had forgotten to take off his kingly garments, his kingly robe. Before asking for initiation into the life of an ascetic, so he at once took off his royal robes and went to the saint, wearing only a strip of cloth around his waist. But the saint again sent him away, repeating what he had said earlier. go away. Renounce the world, then come to me. The king again thought about these words of the saint, and discarding even that piece of cloth around his waist, came before the saint, saying, please accept my humblest apology. I have taken such a long time to renounce everything. Would you kindly initiate me now? But to his great surprise, the saint again scolded him and told him not to return without having renounced everything. Now the king was completely disheartened. He began to think that there was no use for this body of mine, which is not being accepted by my honorable guru. Thinking in this way, he gave up eating and drinking and sat under a tree in meditation on God and Guru. Meanwhile, the saint was noticing everything from his ashram, and he was waiting for the king to become completely eligible to enter the life of an ascetic. Not seeing the king for a number of days, the saint himself went to search the king. On the seventh day, he called out to him. He addressed him as, O king, but there was no reply. The king was meditating at that time. The saint now addressed him as, O renunciate. Even now, there was no answer. Since the king had completely forgotten that the terms king and renunciate had any connection with him. So when the saint said, O disciple of mine, the king immediately opened his eyes and prostrated himself at the feet of his guru. He had now become eligible to become a disciple. He had become qualified. So the implication is that as long as the king was not accepted as a disciple by the saint until he had reached the stage of total renunciation, that is to say that until he had renounced even the feeling of having renounced everything. As soon as his ego vanished, he became eligible to be initiated into the life of an ascetic. So you understand, once again, detachment means, number one, the absence of affinity, number two, the absence of malice, and number three, the absence of pride of detachment. When there is no feeling of affection or repulsion within us, our mind will automatically become detached. Now we can easily be molded towards God. Now here, a question may arise, a serious question arises, and that is that when the feelings of affection, both affection as well as malice, have vanished from our mind, then there remains no more craving or passion for sense gratification, for material gratifications, which are the root cause of our suffering. As concluded by philosophers, no craving, no suffering. This being the case, one may ask, then why should we surrender our mind to God? Detachment in itself should be enough. But this is where we are wrong. You see, first of all, if the mind somehow becomes detached from the world, so if the mind is detached from the world, but it has not yet been attached to God, to the Supreme Personality, then it will again go back to the world. Because, nahi kaschit chanamapi jatu tishtatya karma krit. Gita. According to these words of the Gita, the mind cannot remain inactive. It's nature being dynamic. Therefore, the point is, attachment to God is of the utmost importance. So as we detach our mind from the world, we must at the same time direct it, attach it to the Divine Personality, to Hari and Guru. And secondly, our passions and desires can only diminish, they can only be suppressed or lessened. They cannot be destroyed altogether. It is impossible to get rid of them altogether as long as we are under the control of Maya. As long as we are under the influence of Maya. As long as there is Maya, there exists ignorance with all its attributes, its vices. And thirdly, most importantly, our aim of attaining supreme happiness cannot be achieved unless we achieve the Supreme Personality of God. For example, suppose there is a deer that is running in a desert in the hope of finding water. If somehow or the other the deer is made to understand that there's no water in the desert, that all its efforts are wasted, it will stop running. However, its thirst will still not be quenched until it locates water, until it actually finds water and drinks it. Precisely in the same way, our aim of attaining supreme happiness cannot be fulfilled by merely knowing the way to achieve it, or by merely detaching the mind from the world, removing it from material attachments. No, we must fill that void, the emptied mind, once it's detached, with Shri Krishna, with thoughts of the divine couple, Shri Radha and Krishna. We must at once take our mind directly to the source of all happiness. And that is, of course, the Supreme Personality of God, the divine couple, Shri Radha and Krishna. So it is only then, to conclude, that we can fulfill our ultimate dream of attaining eternal bliss, eternal happiness, called Divyananda or Premananda, divine love, divine bliss. So on this note, I will conclude today's talk. Bole Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki, Shrimad Sadguru Sarkar Ki.
Thank you for joining Jagat Guru Kripalu Parishad podcast.